Welcome to Wednesday Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Robin Nieto, here with Daniel Libby. On today's program, we start with a protest outside.
Janitors with the Service Employees International Union were in downtown Toronto calling on property managers to take up responsible contracting. Diego Mendez is with the Justice for Janitors campaign.
So right now what we have is a situation where industry stakeholders are coming together to write up a code for responsible contracting. And the idea is that all property managers need to make sure that whatever's going on in their building is that they're accountable for. So we don't have companies like Impact Cleaning Services not paying workers or paying workers less than minimum wage or people working without any kind of WSIB coverage, all kinds of problems. So this responsible contracting code, which is called the Responsible Property Services Code, would make sure that that happens. So workers are just coming together to make sure that this occurs. And it's a good idea for everybody. It's obviously a good idea for workers because their rights will be respected, the law won't be broken, they'll have basic rights respected. It's a good idea for tenants because then they know that there's dependable contractors cleaning their buildings and not have situations where there's cleaners who are forced to clean the toilets and their desks with the same gloves, which we've heard happens. And it's a good idea for property managers because they don't have to worry about the liability of having these kinds of practices occurring in buildings they're in charge of. And finally, legitimate companies who want to treat their workers right, who are obeying the law, they're put at a disadvantage when nobody does anything about these rogue companies. So this is what the code is about. This is what the movement is about. It's simply good for everybody.
On hand to support the campaign were the NDP's Olivia Chow and Liberal MP for Davenport, Mario Silva.
And we have to make sure that we fight for them, and that's why we're here. So thank you very much for all of you to be here on this cold day, but it's an important issue. We have to continue to fight for this and make sure that there's justice for cleaners. Thank you.
So I'd like to introduce the MP for Trinity Spadina, Olivia Chow.
Minimum wage, pension, sick leave. When you get injured on a job, you should get benefits. Those are fundamental human rights and they are labor rights. Any companies, through a loophole, through backdoor, through contracting out, if they violate these fundamental rights, then the government needs to come together and change the law. What you see today here is three levels of government, city, provincial, federal, saying that we have to make sure that labor rights are being respected. So what we will do is that we hope the property owners and the companies understand that they have to do the right thing and protect all workers. Like Mario, my mother was a hotel cleaner. She worked not on behalf of SEIU, but on a different union. She cleaned hotel rooms, she did the laundry, and it is very hard work. And any kind of cleaning service, I tell you, the pay is low. They're mostly immigrant women and men, and they are most vulnerable to exploitation. Any companies that use this opportunity because they are immigrant women and men and exploit them is really not worthy of our support. It's shameful. So let's get together and pressure them to change and that they would be responsible.
Sherry DeNovo, who has been leading the fight for workers' rights here in the province of Ontario in the legislature. Sherry?
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. We were fighting for the $10 minimum wage, and I know it's a minimum wage that most janitors don't see. And that's why you're here. We need property owners and managers to step up and to pay a fair wage. Brothers and sisters, what do we want?
Justice
for janitors. When do we want it?
Now!
Absolutely.
Workers from different fields were also at the demonstration, including elementary school teachers.
My name is Sam Hammond. I'm the first vice president of the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario. I'm with the, as I said, with the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario, obviously not janitors, but their issues are certainly the issues of our 73,000 members across the province in terms of justice, respect, and fair and respectful working conditions, which they're fighting for. And their campaign slogan is interesting, Justice for Janitors. It's really about justice for human beings and justice for people, and stopping the injustices that are going on in terms of the subcontracting work, less than minimum wage in some cases that these workers are making. Some of these people who are cleaning our buildings, the big corporate towers here in Toronto, in the evening when we're home resting, are making minimum wage and having to work two or three other jobs just to maintain a poverty line lifestyle, and that's completely unacceptable. And they're fighting for also employment standard issues that the rest of us take for granted, and we need to, as a teachers' union and as a society, stand behind them and help them fight for that.
Janitors at the demonstration say that workers in the cleaning industry are getting together to make sure conditions for all janitors in Toronto get better.
First of all, I believe the crisis now is because we are not getting a fair share in our workplace. There are a lot of pressure to lose the salary. That's why we are in depression. So, but we still fight for better wages. The cleaning industry, they are organizing in such a way that the building owners, they always pick the lowest price, the lowest bidding. So it's been happening for many years. It's a race to the bottom. We earn now close to minimum wage. Most of the companies don't have benefits. And they also push to give you more work every day. So you can find in downtown a building that used to have 100 cleaners. You go there today, there are only 60 people working there. So it's a pressure every day. We don't get enough to pay. We have a lot of responsibilities. We clean big corporate offices. They are very rich, and they treat work like that. So we are here to show the building owners they have to support a contracting a policy that they have to be good citizens from Toronto and offer a good job for the workers. It's not only go get a bid for a lowest company, but this company is breaking the law. It's not paying WSAB, CP, vacation. That's why we are here.
Okay, my name is Ignacio. I am working for Harlet, and we are supporting here all the workers who work for cleaning services. Because now the cleaning service industry is too much pressure against the workers. Thus, we are together. We come strong, you know.
I'm chasing down cash, waiting on a double payment. Couple aces, better off to try your luck at Vegas. I get an oven blazing, sitting on the same pavement. Every show I head straight to the bar and raise it. I'm a plated stab like percussion on the playlist. Style off the gauges, slam worthy breaks in. Get my hands dirty, making every publication. Bloodthirsty vagrants lace up the papers with a rude attitude. Set them bruise any fakers. So confusing with hatred, this is tough love. I fight fire with a storm and a low front. The bare essence of extreme measures, wake the heavens. The first session's in a long line of epics. Delivered in a second with a lifetime's message. My position is cemented till your mind's eyes heavy. This is quite hefty. While your rhyme style's empty, I beat a mic's envy, spit a sky high medley. You can't dissect the way I'm using my chemistry. Check the timeline, dude, the future's ahead of me.
1, 2, 3, wouldn't try and make cash, try to be like me.
1, 2, 3,
4, 5, 6, now no little kids wanna be. beat like this.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Wouldn't try and make cash trying to be like me.
1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6. Now no little kids wanna be like this.
Now
we got that low down style for any function, with the know-how to put the power into numbers. Never slow now, I'm facing any interruption, with a brave face running off of pure gumption. Fourth dimension footstep when I race the session, every sentence leave a mark beyond comprehension. Never ending motor mouth about to start his engine, mind bending with the plans to a new invention. Pen pad about to work out the new equation, laid back putting thought into every statement. Blaze tracks better call on the fire station, I'll stand back just absorb in the situation. Back on my peace line, 1, 2, 3. Cash track, need relief on the MIC. I capture the scene, adapt to the street. Broke back on the beat, getting loose on the leaf.
1, 2, 3.
With a force to leave your brain sore, dwell up in the clouds, so I got something to aim for.
1, 2, 3.
Counting down to the main course, spawn in my ground, getting locked out the stage door.
1, 2, 3.
Cause the crowd can't take more. Cats getting burnt by the flames from my rainstorm.
1, 2, 3.
Speak fire from the same jaw. Count lucky charms when I'm dealt out an ace draw.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Wouldn't try and make cash trying to be like me.
1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6. Now no little kids wanna beat like this.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Wouldn't try and make cash trying to be like me.
1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6. Now no little kids wanna beat like this.
1, 2, 3.
Strategies is that we don't throw in racialized people and Aboriginal people as an add-on, as a tagline. So we will do everything as if they don't really exist, but we will mention them because, of course, we are politically correct. But that's not what I'm asking for. What I'm suggesting to you is that if people of color, if Aboriginal people are disproportionately and structurally marginalized in our society, then we can't just add them onto our discourse of anti-poverty. We've got to make them central. So every strategy that we develop, we must be careful that we don't end up creating more problems that then they have to dismantle because you never thought about them in the first place. So my, you know, I won't tell you where I think my conspiracy theory is coming from, but what I will tell you is good and well-meaning people who are not being seduced by government and democracy, but are being seduced by the power of the people, which I think is very important. I think you should be seduced by that. We don't exercise that power enough. I think it would be really critical if we actually translate our action into deepening our understanding of why poverty happens in the first place. If you're not careful, from sometimes when I listen to the anti-poverty discussion, I begin to think that poverty happens because of public policy. Correct me if I'm wrong. Surely public policy doesn't create poverty. Public policy makes it worse. Lack of public policy may entrench it, but it's not what produces it. Let's understand where poverty is coming from. Poverty is structural, it is inherent in the kind of economic structures that we live in our society, where exploitation and marginality is linked. They are two sides of the same coin.
And I'm sure they'll be talking about the economy, because it seems that everyone's talking about the economy. Economy is a huge thing going on, and even musical artists are even rapping a bit about, a bit about the economy. This one is actually a track by Mindbender that's called F-A-I-L. And we've got a bit of a remix here on the track because of what the F stands for. So we got a remix into something more appropriate for the CRTC regulations. It's actually the TARP remix. And much respect, of course, to Mindbender, because he's one of the great local artists. And here you go.
TARP. TARP. TARP.
Filing things in triplicate. Shaky assets.
I need your money like your body trying to keep this by me. We're not buying things like pork with crying and ice cream and bloody murder. But Uncle Sam was the horse, pokes the cow. Like
TARP.
America's ignorant listeners.
TARP.
All ignorant listeners. It's a new millennium. It's really
TARP. The TARP legislation.
I see the president, visible heaven, third I am speaking of tomorrow. I was back spinning on cardboard since 1982. Outstanding in my medicine, no lying, I've been always saying true. I know all your presidents since I was born. Relatively, we're quite similar, but I'll give you a 1,000 English pounds if you can name my Canadian prime minister. Yo, do you go deaf? Are you forcing a rapper from somewhere that you don't know yet? Some just consider our music a designer imported drug, and you're a professional bokeh. The first hit is free, the second one is cheap, the third time's a charm.
And another trillion.
Maybe lots. Hey. And stop stealing our actors, models, comedians, and other restorative geniuses.
Okay.
I'm like a black Peter North, even his students pledges they believe allegiances. Once I got family off Flatbush, I visit when the border pigs let me slip loose. But they don't go to Canada, but they don't think I live in an igloo.
Other people's money.
I'm holding the cash for harder than armies, guns, and fires. I'm watching the empire fall as our dollars rise.
gender, the bottom line. Bringing peace to the stars and stripes that seem like it's Columbine all the time.
Mother of all bailouts.
Lost your mind.
Tarp.
America's ignorant listeners.
Tarp.
All ignorant listeners. It's the new millennium. Don't be just one of the
Tarp.
America's ignorant living.
Tarp.
All ignorant living. No forward problem. So
an economy of this severity.
Symbolism of peaceful ego. It's an arrogant book. The bosses and charlatans are the high priests of American culture.
Private capital. Downward spiral. In fact, the party now is over, and they have failed.
And let me give you another ad hoc comment there. When we all met Thursday night, as you'll recall, Chairman, with the leaders of Congress, you all said to us, don't give us a fait accompli. Come in and work with us. We gave you a simple three-page legislative outline, and I thought it would have been presumptuous for us on that outline to come up with an oversight mechanism. That's the role of Congress. That's something we're going to work on together. So if any of you felt that I didn't believe that we needed oversight, I believe we need oversight. We need oversight. We need protection. We need transparency. I want it. We all want it. And we need to do that in a way that lets this system, let this program work effectively, quickly, because it needs to work effectively and quickly, and it needs to get the job done.
And that was the voice of the great American patriot, Hank Paulson. And here's a bit of a biography, in case you don't know too much about Mr. Paulson. Henry Merritt Paulson Jr., a.k.a. Hank Paulson, was born in 1946. He was a star athlete in high school. He attended Dartmouth College, where he was an All-Ivy, All-East, honorable mention, All-American offensive lineman. And in 1970, he received a Master's of Business Administration from the Harvard Business School. Paulson was a staff assistant to the Assistant Secretary of the Defense at the Pentagon from 1970 to 72. And then he worked for the administration of the U.S. President Richard Nixon, serving as the assistant to John Ehrlichman during the events of the Watergate scandal. Then in 1974, he joined Goldman Sachs and became a partner. In 1982, eventually rising to the top of the corporate ranks as the CEO of Goldman Sachs by 1999, and his personal net worth has been estimated at over $700 million, Paulson was nominated by U.S. President George W. Bush to succeed John Snow as the Treasury Secretary in 2006. And then in less than 2 years, Paulson was overseeing the largest economic crisis since the Great Depression. Paulson led the way with a series of the largest bailout schemes in history, including the $700 billion troubled asset relief program, sometimes simply referred to as the Paulson Plan. Now, Paulson, of course, has some supporters, and one of the supporters, of course, is the former president.
Major financial institutions have teetered on the edge of collapse, and some have failed. As uncertainty has grown, many banks have restricted lending. Credit markets have frozen, and families and businesses have found it harder to borrow money. We are in the midst of a serious financial crisis, and the federal government is responding with decisive action. We boosted confidence in money market mutual funds and acted to prevent major investors from intentionally driving down stocks for their own personal gain. Most importantly, my administration is working with Congress to address the root cause behind much of the instability in our markets. Financial assets related to home mortgages have lost value during the housing decline, and the banks holding these assets have restricted credit. As a result, our entire economy is in danger. So I propose that the federal government reduce the risk posed by these troubled assets and supply urgently needed money so banks and other financial institutions can avoid collapse and resume lending. This rescue effort is not aimed at preserving any individual company or industry. It is aimed at preserving America's overall economy. And it will help send a signal to markets around the world that America's financial system is back on track.
So that was George W. Bush talking about the TARP, trying to convince all the Congress and the different representatives to get the TARP passed. That was during the economic crisis where everything collapsed there at the end of September, early October, and they were arguing about putting the TARP through. Eventually it got through within 2 weeks. But as you could hear at the end of what Mr. Bush was saying in that quote, the TARP funds were not targeted at any individual institution or industry. So basically it's going, seems to be going everywhere. This is a major thing going on worldwide. Everyone's talking about the economy. Everyone's talking about what's going on, what the U.S. is going to do, because they say that whatever goes on down there, I guess the world will be following. And I guess Canada, unfortunately, has been seen as a follower of the States. Well, not always, unfortunately. Sometimes, fortunately. And other times, well, it's debatable. Well, here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, we've had many guests in the past, and one of the great guests we've had on the past is the hip-hop artist KRS-One. And actually, he was recently on a radio show down in the States that we got a quick clip of. He was on the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones is a Texas radio man who speaks a lot about conspiracies, a lot about groups, I guess, controlling the world, or where the world's headed into. And, well, when KRS-One gets on Alex Jones Show, of course, the talk gets into New World Order. Here's that.
The New World Order has no color, no race, no face. It's an ideology. And just because we have an African-American president, does this now make us more palatable to the agendas of a New World Order, a New World system? Just because we have an African-American president, does that erase the agenda that we already know is underway? Truth has to be the new agenda for why you argue. Truth, 9/11 truth. Truth. Everyone's putting the economy on Barack Obama and say, you know, he has a plan for the economy, and he's going to do this for the economy, and what is your plan, President Obama, for the economy? Not realizing that the economy has nothing to do with him.
It's run by offshore. It's run by offshore private banks. And, I mean, that's the thing.
Right.
Is that he's this big diversion and big distraction when he is a puppet, just like Bush was a puppet. If he tries to become a real president, it's what Hugo Chavez said last week, they'll do what they did to Kennedy.
Exactly. And Martin and all the others. Now, here's the point. If he tries to be a president for the people for real, he's going to have to go against the corporate structure that actually put him in office. Now, if you are getting paid and you got a bigger car, you put another room on the house, the New World Order is good for you. It's nice. It feels good. In fact, you don't care. Go back to Nazi Germany. You can actually see people getting marched off in railway cars, but because it's not affecting you, and you know, you're doing pretty well, you kind of allow it. There's a new world order because there is already a true world order. And you can't have an agenda where people say, we're going to put together a new world order. Well, then what is the old world order? What is the original world order? What is this new world order?
Well, That's really the old world order is tyranny, and they're trying to sound like they're the new high-tech thing so that they're claiming that all they've already done wasn't done by them, and in that is the crux of everything.
Right.
We have Barack Obama, and he's coming in, and he's a globalist. He's got all these globalist handlers. He's going along with a total banker takeover as they set up this new world bank that has bankrupted us by design in their own documents to get control. And he's claiming he's going to fight all that, but then with the other hand, he's actually bringing that in as the front man.
Whoa, who knows what is going on? When we start getting into these things of new world order and stuff like this, some people get a bit skeptical. I guess everyone does, because it's a lot of questions, not many answers. A lot of things remain unknown, but there are some connections being drawn between a lot of this stuff. To try to balance things out, maybe we'll get a Democrat's idea, maybe one of the most independent-minded Democrats, or, well, maybe traditional social Democrat might be a better term. Or, well, he's definitely a unique individual in the American Congress. This is the congressman from Ohio, Dennis Kucinich, on the economic bailout plan. Here's his review.
You go back to that old-time religion of FDR, reflected in the New Deal. He rebuilt America. There's over $1.6 trillion in infrastructure needs that are unmet, that can't be met by local or state governments. The stimulus package that we hear discussion about does want to do something about addressing infrastructure. That's significant. We should support that. But we also have to look at our experience, and we don't want to be tarped again in this Congress. Because this Congress voted for a $350 billion bailout of banks. I didn't vote for it, but the House and the Senate voted for it. And it resulted in the banks using the money not to help people stay in their homes, but in using the money to buy other banks, take over other banks. They hoarded the money. There is a credit freeze. We must take notice of that. I know Chairman Frank is going to do, Barney Frank is going to do that with the next tranche of TARP money, try to make sure money goes to keeping people in their homes. That's a positive step in the right direction. But Congress must take note of its experience in the bailout when we're fashioning a so-called stimulus package, because we want to make sure that the money gets to people who need it the most, and it gets to people quickly. Now, some say that you can do that through tax cuts. Well, actually, with people being afraid of the economy getting worse, they're holding on to their money. Look at the Christmas retail returns. Sales are down dramatically. People don't want to spend if they have it. So how do you get the economy moving again? Tax cuts, tax carry forward, giving businesses that made bad choices a chance to get more money so they can hold on to it. No, we have to prime the pump of the economy. And the way you prime the pump of the economy is that you create millions of jobs, putting people back to work, rebuilding our roads, our bridges, our water systems, our sewer system. That's infrastructure. But there are some broader issues here we have to look at. The banks have shown that they can't be trusted with the American economy. That's generally been the case, but now it's out in the open, $350 billion later. In 1913, the money power of the country was taken away from the people. By constitutional privilege, it belongs with the Congress. But it was given up in the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. But yet it has the power to determine the direction of use of money in our economy. If we could take that power back and put the Federal Reserve under Treasury, we'd start to be in a position of being able to control monetary policy on behalf of the United States people. We also have to address the issue of the fractional reserve system, which is how banks create money out of thin air. And then as they do that, they've created the conditions where we had this kind of Ponzi scheme collapsing, banks and the hedge funds working together. So we have to halt the banks' privilege to create money by ending the fractional reserve system, pass monetary.
privatize credit would be converted into U.S. government money, and banks would act as intermediaries accepting deposits and loaning them out to borrowers. Fine. But then, with the ability to control our fortunes, we then, once we control money again, we spend the money into circulation and infrastructure. Not just the physical infrastructure, but also on health care. We not only can address housing needs, rebuilding America's infrastructure, but we can also get people the health care they need in this country. We can enable children to stay in school, to go back to school. We really have the opportunity to take control of our own destiny again. But we can't go back to the same old, trickle down economics. The trickle never gets down. The invisible hand of the marketplace is in the hands of the American, it's in the pockets of the American taxpayers. The invisible hand of the marketplace in the pocket of American taxpayers. Let's rebuild America. Let's reclaim our economic destiny. And let's do it as a Congress united, working with the new administration. Thank you.
Money, 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 dollars, dollars, and cents. Hopefully some of this show has made sense. So hopefully some people out there listening have might have learned a few things, because this bailout program is going on. It's in full effect. And the other interesting character that I've come across while studying this bailout scheme, speaking of Congress people, just to give a little balance for the Democrat Dennis Kucinich, let's go with a Republican congressman who's actually from somewhere near or a neighboring state to Ontario. And this is a quick clip here of Thaddeus McCotter. Thaddeus McCotter is a Republican from Michigan who is in this clip speaking with the assistant of Mr. Paulson, one of his representative agents, Mr. Kashkari. And, well, here is that clip.
Kashkari, you have a very difficult job. I know you work under Mr. Paulson, who works under the president, and sometimes things roll downhill. Because, as you know, we've only appropriated directly $350 billion. Only. And this, if I am wrong, correct me, but we've already spent $200 billion. I think with AIG at 40, we're over $200 billion.
I think that's approximately correct.
Okay. So let me see what we haven't done. We have not developed a comprehensive system of internal controls. We have not issued final regulations on conflicts of interest. We have not instituted a system to manage and monitor the mitigation of conflicts of interest. So my question is, how could there be any consideration of asking for another $350 billion in taxpayer money for this program when these controls are not in place for accountability and oversight, and $200 billion has already been spent?
Well, Congressman, again, as indicated in my testimony, it's been 68 days since the president signed the law. We have teams of people working around the clock to build the operation, design the programs, and implement them all at the same time. We would love it if the financial markets just healed themselves and we could go at a much slower pace and just implement this thing as a normal government program would be implemented. We haven't had that luxury. We've had to move quickly. We've had to adapt to events on the ground. It's very different to plan, to lay out the broad strokes of a plan.
Let's just be clear. The broad stroke that you outlined was a TARP program of toxic assets, and that proved to be wrong.
It proved that the credit crisis intensified deeply in the 2 weeks between when Secretary Paulson first came to the Congress and the Congress acted. And I can show you lots of data that substantiates that, and I'd be happy to, Congressman.
Word up. The Word of Mouth Wednesday, and that was our big show there on the economic crisis, looking at it more at the U.S. side of things, because there's also stuff going on here in Canada. And we're just going to go out here on the track by musical artist Cadence Weapon. And you can all stay tuned for CKLN.
Only feel real with the feel in the mace. Not now, while you made a great choice. This will be a good home. I think you got a nice voice. From a new scene, and it feels real fresh. So the rappers over here don't ever say death. Brownstone Coast, stay the opposite of west. We dealing got a mini is the easy way out. Weather's on your side if you go down south. Over there, it's okay to have gold in your mouth. I sold through a house, now it's a work store. Real estate skills are the oldest turf war. You're on a lease of your major label. I made a deal today. We're selling real estate. I made a deal today. We're selling real estate. I made a deal today. We're selling real estate. I made a deal today. We're selling real estate. Owning land. I roll so slow. Oh, no, go, go. I'm a focus man. Kids got a good look. Let's get them on the block. With a gray suit. Hey, you don't really get it. Oh, we undersell a house. Let's get more specific. I also my city picture rise on the digits. I get more buildings in the Parkland district. The white app sits on my face for the bus. Trust me, I know some other salesmen that rap the same way, but their character fails them. They sell out hard and their heads unfurling. You won't see me rapping by a pool or my girlfriend. No guns, no, it's a safe neighborhood where everything is okay and alright and all that. Once the sales pitch is there, I'm ready to go selling. I own the same house I'm selling, yelling. I made a deal today. We're selling real estate. I made a deal today. We're selling real estate. I made a deal today. We're selling real estate. I made a deal today.
How could he pull this off? It's massive insurance fraud. Osama didn't catch us off guard. Come on, dog, the whole story is flawed. Y'all need to watch martial law. 9-11 was an inside job. 9-11, inside job.
Hold on. 9-11 was an inside job.
Everybody's having fun. Nobody's getting out of line. Nobody's hurting anybody. It's a very peaceful protest.
Let's hear it for the Algonquin Nation and for all First Nations across Canada, the U.S., and all of the Americas. All right. Thank you to the organizers of this event for inviting me to join you here today on Parliament Hill. I am pleased to send you greetings and to welcome you to Algonquin Territory, the homeland of the people of the Ottawa River watershed. You may be interested to know that the Montebello-Papineauville area was the traditional territory of our ancestral first chief, Majeki, contemporary of my great-great-grandfather Pakinawatik, when my ancestors inhabited this area freely. You may be aware that I carry three ancient sacred wampum belts. The Seven Fires Prophecy wampum belt warned of the changes that would come into our lives with the arrival of the newcomers to North America, Turtle Island, and told of the important choices we would have to make at the time of the seventh fire. Choices regarding our relationship with Mother Earth and each other. That time is upon us, and we have to choose wisely to ensure a meaningful heritage for all humanity and life forms.
My name is Riaz Hussain. I'm from the Muslim Services, Toronto. We are here to protest against this illegal summit with the Mexican president and the George Bush. And it's been well understood in the whole world that George Bush is terrorist number one. And the only target he has is his own agenda, which has been driven by the new conservatives sitting in the Pentagon. And that is causing harm to the whole human entity in the whole world. We are a sovereign country and we need to remain and keep ourselves sovereign and not to be dictated by those heavyweight neighbors.
How can we talk about Canadian sovereignty over the North when in reality that land in the North has never been ceded to the Canadian state? It belongs to the Indigenous people of the North.
We are marginalized not just by governments and institutions, but by citizens who now call this land home, and our history is little known to many of you. But we are now all feeling the impact of environmental crisis that has resulted from the reckless exploitation of our lands, in the air we breathe, in the waters that we drink, the contaminated earth, in the escalating climate change, and in our health.
My name is Matt Jones, and I'm from the political party Quebec Solidaire. We're here because we're opposed to this plan for integration that Bush and Calderon and Harper are going to be negotiating here. And we're sort of more in favor of the kind of integration that's based on solidarity that you can see maybe in Venezuela going on.
What are you distributing today?
I'm a member of the International Socialists. I'm selling our paper Socialist Worker and also our French publication Resistance.
We only want the earth!
There's a bigger gap between the rich and the poor now than there's ever been. I wish Canadians would stand up for who they really are, peaceful people, and not like Americans in most senses, especially the military integration, which will be SPP if we let it happen.
You're holding up a big sign here that says, say no to AmeriCanada. What does that mean to you?
I don't want integration between America and Canada. Maybe Mexico's not so bad, or bad at all.
Vote for democracy in Mexico!
9/11 was an inside job. Yeah. Everybody knows it. They're waking up. Arrest them. You got them together.
Hello, sir. I'm from 88.1 FM radio. Do you have any words for the listeners on
this? Yeah, wake up, people. You have no idea how criminally psychopathic these people are. They will murder you. They will murder your children. They will destroy your environment. They will destroy your food. They spray you with chemtrails. They want to inject you with poisons. Wake up, people. You don't realize 9/11 was an inside job. They are the terrorists. They don't protect us from terrorists. They are the terrorists. So it's a very risky time that they will do another terrorist act against us, use it as an excuse to go commit more mass murder somewhere, let the Halliburton people make their money, line their fat pockets with human blood. Yeah, we're in a dangerous time. You have no idea what's coming.
When and where are you running?
Well, I guess it comes down to whenever Harper decides to throw his writ down and call an election, because as soon as he does, I'm running. And the Canadian Action Party will be there. We need many more members to sign up. Please go to the website, canadianactionparty.ca. We need members in every riding. We need to be on every ballot.
Buy local fruits and vegetables. The power's in your hand.
My name is Miriam Farbiash. I never in my life believed that I would live in a country that was so indifferent to democracy as to allow Stephen Harper to give up on our democratic rights to open parliamentary discussions. I do not want CEOs running my country. I don't want to be poisoned for profit. I've had enough, Mr. Harper. It is time for you to go.
There's going to be a passport. It's called the National Identification Card. Have you heard it? It's supposed to be due April 1st, 2008, in which there'll be an RFID chip. Once this is planted, talk about setting up one-stop shopping for identity theft. There goes all our personal information. So my question is, what's the government going to say after that? Well, maybe they're going to have to implant the chip on us. Next time they have a bioterrorist attack or a false flag attack, if you know what I mean by that, it means a government-sponsored terrorist attack, there will be martial law in the United States. And with Canada and their anti-terrorist acts and signing into the military-industrial complex, does that mean we're going to have martial law here too? I don't know.
And I just noticed that we got an RCMP officer with a video camera over here. Do you have any comments on the police presence and what's going on?
You know, the police have actually been very nice. There is a lot of police around, and I have noticed them looking directly at me with their video camera, so that maybe later on they can pick me out as a troublemaker. Maybe I'll end up on the no-fly list. I don't know. I sure hope not.
As energy workers, we are compelled, first of all, to respond to the SPP energy agenda. Through the SPP and the North American Energy Working Groups, the governments of Mexico, United States, and Canada have formed an unprecedented collaboration with energy corporations. 9 working groups have been working intensively to integrate oil, natural gas, electricity, nuclear power, hydrocarbons, science and technology, and regulatory agencies.
We are now all feeling the impact of environmental crisis that has resulted from the reckless exploitation of our lands, in the air we breathe, in the waters that we drink, the contaminated earth, in the escalating climate change, and in our health.
We're disenfranchised. We have to take back Ottawa, we have to take back Parliament, so that our priorities become the priorities of the Parliament of Canada and not the priorities of the Canadian Council Chief Executives.
My name is Sheikh Abbas, and traveled all the way from Toronto up to the Parliament Hill. The reason being, nobody, either you be Christian, Muslim, Jew, no religion, yes religion, you don't have any right over another person's religion. Same way, so we are protesting against Saudis. At the same time, a whole lot of other groups of people, such as Americans, do come into play as well. You have no right to go over onto the other person's land and try to rule over it. At the end of the day, these people are going to come after you. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. You know, we are here for a reason, and we'll accomplish what we have to. Canada, what Canada's already doing is taking place in humanitarian missions, such as providing clean water in South Africa or building schools in countries such as Pakistan or Afghanistan. As if Canada continues on doing the good and refrain from doing the bad.
No to the SPP!
People don't realize the seriousness of the contemporary state of humankind. on this planet. And they're intending to commit genocide, however inconceivable that is to most people with their small minds stuck in front of their TV set and drunk out of their skull. Wake up, people, wake up.
Stop the SPP now!
Within this meeting of Calderon, Harper, and Bush, do you think that you're going to be accomplishing much on this weekend?
Well, there's going to be a lot of work accomplished towards the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which is a nice word standing for the North American Union, as the three leaders get together to make sure that they've got everything done on their agenda from last time, which we don't know what they are because they won't reveal that information to us.
$300 plates of food and $800 bottles of wine on our tab. That's about what they're going to be doing there. Signing who gets what on the next piece of pie. That's about it.
I don't imagine I would call it work.
Or a vacation.
No, I wouldn't call it a vacation either. I would call it simply sitting down and how to continue to plan their complicit manipulations of nations like Canada, good people in the United States, and good people in Mexico.
The realization is awakening in the hearts and conscience of the people in this land. And I believe that is why you, workers, students, concerned citizens are now reaching out to me, an indigenous spokesperson, and inviting my participation in this event. And I believe the spirit of the Wampum Belt is again speaking strongly today for balance and sharing, respect and responsibility, because you are awakening to its message.
Amrite joined the U.S. Foreign Service in 1987. On March 19, 2003, while serving as Deputy Chief of Mission at the U.S. Embassy in Mongolia, she resigned because she disagreed with the Bush administration's decision to go to war in Iraq without authorization of the U.N. Security Council, the lack of effort in resolving the Israel-Palestinian situation, the lack of policy on North Korea, and the unnecessary curtailment of civil liberties in the United States. Since then, she's written extensively and spoken around the United States and internationally about U.S. foreign policy and the Iraq War. She was arrested inside the office of U.S. Congressman John Conyers for his refusal to consider hearings for the possible impeachment of President George Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney for the war of aggression on Iraq and other criminal acts. She arrived in Ottawa 3 hours ago and was detained at immigration. She has now finally, after 3 hours, been let through. She has had to sign a bond that she will not go to Montebello. She is being restricted to Ottawa. And of course, she was not able to get through immigration in time to address this public meeting. So clearly, this again is welcome to democracy in Canada under the SPP, and this is all about efforts to marginalize dissent.
Vote them out of office!
This is what democracy looks like!
Tell them what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
I was just wondering if you believe that the SPP, which is Security Prosperity Partnership, do you believe that this North America is a secure, prosperous place?
No, these are criminal psychopaths who want to commit genocide, who want to steal all our natural resources, destroy the sovereignty of Canada, inject us with poisons. They're terrible. It's a criminal conspiracy. These people all need to be incarcerated. They control the police, they control the military intelligence, they control the media. This is so incredibly huge, and most people can't conceive it. They all say, oh, that's just conspiracy theory. No, it's not just theory. It's supported by all the facts. Wake up, people. It's been done to you. Your government has betrayed you. They've committed treason against Canada. We're having a psychopathic mass murder here, and we're having a party.
This man's speaking a lot of truth. Thanks a lot for your words today.
I'm from Halifax Peace Coalition in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. And we don't want more military and more rich people controlling and stealing resources like in Afghanistan, Iraq, and many other countries of the world. So we have to stand up for what we believe in and try to bring this to an end.
Thank you.
Do you have any final words for the listeners on CKLN 88.1 FM?
Educate yourself. Find out what's going on in the world. Find out about the complexities and how everything's connected and how you can make a difference.
Freedom for all. Can you relate? One person, one vote, one state. No more apartheid, no more hate.
Hey, man. Hey, hey.
What's your name?
Testament.
Thank you very much.
We got it.
Freedom. Freedom. Hold on to.
I'm the first candidate to hate. Had to beat on the drum to communicate. For what was to come to those who were hung, they would decapitate the tongue if you would mention the word freedom. Got people screaming free Bumia Jamal, but two out of three of y'all will probably be at the mall. I'm heated with y'all, the defeated will fall, incomplete and unsolved when the word freedom's involved.
Yo, my forefathers hung in trees to be free.
Rest in peace.
Got rid of slavery but still kept the penitentiary. And now freedom got a shotgun and shells with your name. Release the hot ones and let freedom ring.
I'm a former boat prisoner, Hollywood visitor. Dance for cats, segregated on wax. My color got me handy, Cap, Anus, and Andy. For the freedom they just won't hand me.
Your heart, body, soul, and your mind. It's so true and it's been hurting so long. That's the reason why we named this song. Cause it's not a lot of time. Your heart, body, soul, and your mind. It's so true and it's been hurting so long. That's the reason why we named this song.
Keep it locked, CKLN 88.1 FM. Word of mouth.
Bonsoir à tous et à toutes. Thank you for the warm welcome on this chilly evening. And greetings to everyone watching from all across Canada. Rachel and I are pleased to join with all of you tonight on Parliament Hill as we launch the festive season with Christmas lights across Canada. Grâce à l'événement des Lumières de Noël au Canada, la région de la capitale nationale ainsi que toutes les capitales provinciales et territoriales vont briller à chaque soir tout au long. In a few minutes, we will set aglow hundreds of thousands of twinkling Christmas lights. Many of them, or told all of them, energy-saving LED bulbs here on Parliament Hill, throughout our nation's capital, and all across our great country. J'aimerais féliciter la Commission de la Capitale Nationale qui organise cet événement depuis maintenant 24 ans. Each year, since 1984, Christmas lights across Canada have lit a luminous trail from coast to coast to coast. It is a tradition that links us together as Canadians and brings light to our hearts. Pour de nombreux Canadiens et Canadiennes,
they take all I got.
They take 26.
Now the ill is hot.
Take 26.
They take all I got.
They take 26.
Now the ill is hot.
Take 26.
They take all I got.
They take all I got.
They take all I got. It's the new world order, but the new world's older. The new world rests on the new world's shoulder. But in this comfy state, the world gets older. The new world's dead now. The new world's over. Over to the commies and the gaps on the hill. On the run from the pitch with 535 deals. Congress is dead. I'm 100 miles and running. Wouldn't that be something? Barack Obama, a secret Republican Democrat, and he put a drop on the race with a drop on his bitches. It's all the same body with a different face. Elect George Bush with a different race. Instead of blue eyes and white hair, he got a true cut fade. Now there's true cut aims at these blue blood games. Patriot games with a blue blood shame. Knock the arrow, now we kill it in the name of killer sparrows. Singing songs for the bears and the wolves. The wolves and the bears, but I don't care. Say it ain't there, but the proof is in the pudding. Mash it up, mash it up. Think that there's a blast among riot police behind the covers of fascism. Yes, y'all. And you don't stop. Your next door neighbors and undercover cops. Spotted by cops.
Maybe you can run for the United States Senate. Maybe you can run for the presidency of the United States of America. That's what this election's about. That's what we're fighting for. And in 13 days, if you fight for me, if you work with me, if you make phone calls with me, if you organize with me, I promise you, we'll win Virginia. We'll win this election. And you and I together will change the country, change the world. Thank you, everybody. God bless you.